Good afternoon. Well, it was another tough session for the Australian share market today. It had a bit to do, it seemed, with concerns of higher interest rates. So early on this morning at 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Federal Reserve wrapped up its two-day meeting on monetary policy, and amongst other things, decided to keep interest rates on hold as expected. It did signal, though, it's still on track to lift rates later on this year once and three times next year. Also, a bit more optimistic about the strength of the U.S. economy over the course of the year. And it also announced plans to start unwinding its massive $4.2 trillion balance sheet starting next month. So in addition to this, we had this afternoon the Reserve Bank Governor, Philip Lowe, delivering quite an upbeat assessment of the Australian economy. Still certainly doesn't mean that rates are going to lift in Australia anytime soon, with the market still pricing in about a 12% chance of a lift by December this year. But it still had markets on edge somewhat. We had about 80% of companies locally losing ground, so losses certainly widespread. The only real bright spot, energy stocks, which lifted on a stronger oil price, as Iraq did mention earlier in the day that a possible extension to an agreement to support prices is likely, and that has actually seen companies like Woodside and Santos rise about 2%. The banks did get off to a solid start, but that didn't last very long. The big news in that sector today, though, was Commonwealth Bank, which decided to sell its life insurance business for $3.8 billion. The prospect of higher rates and higher bond yields here locally has also seen stocks that are generally quite attractive due to their big and consistent dividends, like Transurban Sydney Airport property stocks underperforming today, and gold companies also not really in favour. Tats and Tabcorp both fell 1.5%. Today marked the first opportunity investors had to respond to their disappointment, essentially, that the proposed merger of both groups could certainly be delayed somewhat. And Australia's largest brick maker, Brickworks, was down 1.5%. It did more than double its profits thanks to strong demand on the East Coast, but that didn't really impress investors. The Aussie dollar weaker on a stronger greenback, essentially, sitting at 79.6 US.